Welcome to Five Mistakes That Prevent Us from Living the Life We Want with me, Lindsay Lewis. I acknowledge you for being on this teleseminar. I acknowledge you for listening to this seminar. I acknowledge you for being committed and dedicated to exploring more, to getting curious, and to stepping forward into your life. For those of you who are new to me, I'm a coach. I help people live the lives they want. I also help soul-centered entrepreneurs create impactful, thriving businesses. You can see how the two are linked. When the new year starts getting close, I start thinking about everything. It is a really busy time, this time of year. And in the midst of it all, I really love slowing down to take stock of things. The year feels like it's wrapping up and a new one is beginning, and I want to know what I did with all the time that just passed. So I look at the year that I've had and I see how I did with all that I was hoping to do. Am I where I want to be? Do I wish anything were different? Do I like my life right now and where it's headed? In November of 2014, the answer to that final question was no. I was not liking my life at that moment. And heck yes, I wish things were different. I wish I had more time, more money, more freedom. I wish I was less stressed and less worried. And in November of 2014, I decided it was time for a change. I wasn't where I wanted to be. I didn't want to be there again the next time a new year rolled around. Flash forward to January of this year, 2016, and I'm living a very different story, one where I have more time, more money, more freedom. I went from working 8 to 9 hours a day to working usually much less than five. From having $10,000 annual income to experiencing $20,000 a month. I finally wrote my book. I'm living in a new home. I have way less stress and way less worry. And follow that story up to today, close to the end of this year, where all of that has just gotten even better. You have a very happy Lindsay. And there were some hard times. There are still hard times. I suspect there always will be. Moments when we're on the ground, where we feel like we're hurting, like we feel we're ashamed, like we don't want to get back up. I had those moments. Those were some, I can't do this, I really want to give up moments. I had a bunch of those. And I won't pretend that I never have them anymore. I do. But they're in the mix with so much more money, more time, more freedom, joy, peace, ease. Given that you are on this call or listening to the recording of it, I suspect you want to live the life you really want to live, and that you may be experiencing some hard moments. Today we're going to talk about five mistakes that prevent us from living the life we want, how you can stop making them, and what to do instead. You will want a pen and paper for this teleseminar, whether you're live on the call with us today or if you're listening to the recording. So if you don't have one, grab it. Because I'm about to pose a question to you that will serve you to answer in this minute. From a coach named Robert Holden. You'll need your paper and your pen. As we go through this process that we're going to go through today, if questions come up, write them down. For those of you on the call, I'll tell you what to do about those questions and with those questions at the end of the call. And I'm going to ask you that question that I said I was going to pose to you. But before I do, I invite you to take a moment to now consciously arrive. you heard me speaking, I was doing the introduction, I was helping you arrive through everything that I just shared with you. Now it's time to land even more deeply, to connect even more higher. So take a moment before I pose this question to you to close your eyes and breathe into the space that you're in. And breathe not just into the space that you're in, but the space that you could be in. The space of your higher self. Your strongest, your most creative, your most resourceful, your most infinitely powerful self. Invite that part of you to really come through during the rest of our time together here today. In this space, miracles can happen. I invite you to set a very strong intention and a very gentle intention to allow for that to happen. Once you set that intention, you can open your eyes and let the intention go. You don't need to hang on to it. It's set. It will be there. Grab your pen and your paper. The question that I want you to answer, you're going to write it on your paper with your pen, is what do you want? You have 5 minutes to write from your mind. What do you want? You have 5 minutes to write from your mind. Stay with this inquiry. What do you want? You have 5 minutes to write from your mind. You have 3 minutes left. starting to bring that to a close. And then bringing that to a full and complete close. So the first mistake that we make that prevents us from living the life we want is trying to fit into a predefined mold. The first mistake most of us make that prevents us from living the life we want is thinking that we need to figure out what we want from looking outside us, looking at what already exists, what jobs are out there, what other people we know do for a living, how other people are living their life. And that is where we undermine the creative force within us that could propel us to the life that is best for us if we give it the chance. When we're caught up in thinking that we need to find something that fits us, what we're also doing is trying to fit in. We're limiting ourselves. We're limiting ourselves to what we can see or what others have already created. And the part of us that wants to live the life we really want is not limited, is not confined by what we can currently see or what others have already created. If we want to live the life we really want, we must align with the part of ourselves that can get us there, beyond the limits of the part of us that only sees the familiar. We must be willing to step into the unknown and out of our comfort zone. The first thing we need to do is be willing to embrace that. Be willing to embrace stepping into the unknown and out of our comfort zone. Be willing to open to the idea that what we might end up doing could look very different than what we've seen or done before. It could look very different than what the people in our life have seen and done before. Feel into that. Do you feel a bit anxious when you consider that? It would be understandable if you did. That discomfort with that idea is why many people don't end up living the life they really want. They want to remain comfortable, even at the cost of their own ultimate peace and joy. In my years of practicing this in my own life and in teaching it to others, I've seen one thing time and time again. That when we become truly willing to step out of our comfort zone and out of trying to find a way to fit something that already exists, we experience more peace and joy. Some of you have heard me talk about one of my favorite stories. The woman I'm going to call Cora. I call her Cora. It was not her real name. It's not her real name. She's a former client of mine, and I keep things confidential. Cora worked as an administrator in an office in California. She was worn out. She was tired, and she felt incredibly stuck. She wanted to change things up. She didn't see anything around her that felt all that different from what she was already doing. The more we talked, the more it became obvious that what Cora really loved was living overseas and working with kids. The part of her that was trying to fit into what already existed couldn't see that, in fact, would not allow that, because that part of her couldn't see how she could do both and make a decent living. When she was willing to open herself to uncertainty, to possibility, to step into the unknown, something wonderful happened. She got a job in Qatar, working with the royal family tutoring their children, and she was making much more money. Not only that, the first time I spoke with her in Qatar, I commented on how she seemed like she had aged in reverse, that she was about 10 years younger. And she said, "Lindsay, my daughter keeps saying the same thing." So before we move on to the second mistake that prevents us from living the life we want, I have another question for you. This question that I want you to write down your answer to right in this moment is, what do you really want? And this time you have 5 minutes to write from your heart. Again, a question from Robert Holden. What do you really want? You have 5 minutes to write from your heart. Stay with this question, what do you really want? You have 5 minutes to write from your heart. You're about midway through that time, and I'll let you know when your time is up. You've got one more minute. Starting to bring that to a close. And wrapping that up. The second mistake that prevents us from living the life we want is thinking that we need to get it right. I'll give you an example. Many people I talk to who want to create a life they really want get caught up in thinking that they need to have found their own holy grail, their own perfect, this feels right and will feel right forever way to spend most of their time. And because this feels so big, so I got to get it right, they keep on wishing things would change or that they could come up with a perfect idea, and they never go anywhere. The truth is that the part of us that wants to live the life we really want is always evolving, growing, and changing, deepening, and rising. The core of our being is not fixed. And nor is our future. We are best served by opening to the idea that things are always changing, and that's okay. Because when we embrace that things are always changing and that's okay, we're no longer dependent on something outside us to make us feel like we're okay and that we're always going to be okay. The emphasis shifts from our job or our relationship, any external circumstance, to our inner capabilities and creativity and resourcefulness. We step into becoming someone who can thrive no matter what, who can live the life she or he wants no matter what, because we are comfortable and at ease with the inevitable changes in life. We know we don't have to get it right away. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be our holy grail. And we exist in a greater state of peace, ease, and joy because of that knowing. And when we step into that knowing that our identity and our future is ever evolving and changing, and that's okay, we aren't held back by believing that we need to find the very perfect, most right thing before we start doing more of what we'd rather be doing. We start doing more of what we'd rather be doing, starting today. We simply do the next best right thing. That feels worth repeating. When we step into that knowing that our identity and our future is ever evolving and changing, and that's okay, that we're not held back by believing that we need to find the very perfect, most right thing before we start doing more of what we'd rather be doing. We start doing more of what we'd rather be doing, starting today. We do the next best right thing. I'll give you an example. I'm going to tell you a story about a woman I'll call Francine. Also a client of mine, Francine is not her real name. Francine works in sales in the health and wellness industry, and for years she wanted to do something more reflective of the freedom and close to nature living that had helped her so much in her own life. She's so passionate about coastal living. She was waiting and waiting, though, believing that she needed to find the one thing that felt absolutely perfect that she could do for the rest of her life instead of work in sales in the health and wellness industry. Because of that, she kept doing the same thing over and over again, working in sales in the health and wellness industry and wishing things were different. She finally decided to be open to accepting that her life, our world, her identity was not fixed, that it would be ever changing, and that was okay. So she didn't have to wait until she found her holy grail before she got started doing things she'd rather be doing. And she started a clothing line infused with all the best parts of coastal living. And doing that work lights her up. So I have one more question for you. Grab your pen and your paper. Question you're going to have 5 minutes to answer is, what do you really, really want? You have 5 minutes to write from your soul. What do you really, really want? You have 5 minutes to write from your soul. You have 2 more minutes. Sometimes when I pose this question to somebody, the answer pops out so quickly that 2 minutes is all they need. If that's you, allow what you wrote to sink in. Be with it. Breathe into it. Stay present. Stay connected. 2 more minutes. Starting to bring that to a close. And bringing that to a close. If you are somebody who is listening to the recording of this teleseminar, it can be tempting about midway through to start to think, I'm going to go do something else. It's okay with me if you do. The big question is it okay with you? Do you want to give up on living the life you really want? Or do you want to hang in till the end of this teleseminar? The third mistake that we often make that prevents us from living the life we really want is thinking that we need to wait for something to change before we go for it. We need to wait until we're earning more money. We need to wait until we feel more confident. We need to wait until we feel ready. We need to wait until we have a crystal clear idea of how we want to spend the rest of our lives forever. The third mistake we often make that prevents us from living the life we really want is thinking that we need to wait for something to change before we go for it. Your next and second to last journaling assignment is this. Write down and then respond to these questions. First question is, what does ready look like? What does ready look like? Some subsidiary questions to help you answer that one. When you close your eyes and envision what ready looks like to you, what do you see? Who are you? How do you act? What do you have more of? What does ready look like? When you close your eyes and envision what ready looks like to you, what do you see? Who are you? How do you act? What do you have more of? You have 5 minutes, and I'll let you know when your time is up. Two more minutes here. Trying to bring that to a close. And bringing that to a close. Most often, when I ask people to do this, they arrive at a fantasy version of an impeccable self. I've definitely done this. I spent years waiting for that version of me to show up before I began living the life I really wanted. I was waiting to gain more confidence. I was waiting to have more money. I was waiting to feel ready. And guess what? That version of me never showed up while I was waiting for her. Because feeling ready is something that happens through testing, not hoping and waiting or trying to believe in ourselves. Feeling ready comes from having tested out being in action before we felt that we were ready. And having gained that experience that feeds our knowing of our ability. So I ask you this. You have 3 minutes. We're getting shorter time periods, so I want your mind to really be focused. 3 minutes to respond to this question, to journal it out for yourself. What is waiting for that ready version of you costing you? What is waiting for that ready version of you costing you? You have 3 minutes. Starting to bring that to a close. And bringing that to a close. The fourth mistake that prevents us from living the life we want is believing that our thinking is right. We have a thought like, I need to wait until I have more money, or I need to wait until I feel ready, and we believe it's right. We believe it's true. When the truth is that the part of our brain that communicates to us verbally through thoughts knows less. The part of our brain that communicates to us verbally through thoughts processes about 40 bits of information per second. The part of our brain that communicates to us non-verbally through physical sensation processes between 8 to 11 million bits of information per second. That means that the physical sensations we feel when something feels right know more than the thinking that says, wait. Cora did not know that she was going to end up working for the royal family tutoring their kids when she first said yes to going to Qatar. She only knew that it felt right to go. And it was going for a different job that she had found. She was willing to suspend the thoughts that said, are you crazy? Because a part of her said, this feels so absolutely right. Because she listened to that part instead of the thinking, she ended up living her dream life. The fifth mistake, and our final for today, that prevents us from living the life we want is blaming something outside us for our current situation. When it comes to living the life we want, we're the problem. And that's good news, because we're also the solution. Living the life we really want involves choosing in to acknowledging that we're the problem, and so we are also the solution. I want you to write down this final question, this final inquiry, and I invite you to take this question, this inquiry away with you, and respond to it on your own time. The inquiry is this: if I were willing to accept that the problem is me, what would be different? What might change? If I were willing to accept that the problem is me, what would be different? What might change? And as you're writing that down, for those of you on the call, I'm going to stop the recording because I have some other information, especially for you. Those of you listening to this as a teleseminar, I support you in spending time with that inquiry, and I acknowledge you for the time you spent with and for yourself today.